It's been a year this week since the murder of three Muslim American students in Chapel Hill. Since then, their families have been working to cast a light on what they consider the true story of Muslim immigrants in America. Jorge Valencia takes us to a house in Raleigh they've been renovating for a new community center.
The house on the corner of Tarboro and Jones is a two-story bungalow, and these days it's a work in progress. A regular group of volunteers has been gutting it and pulling off the sidings.
Around the face of the patio, we want to have a quote. The quote would be, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." And it's a MLK quote.
Ferris Barakat is the brother of Dia Barakat. Dia used to own and rent out the house to tenants. Dia, his wife Yusra Abu Salha, and his sister-in-law Razan Abu Salha were killed last year in their apartment in Chapel Hill.
It ties in the theme of light and darkness, and also love and hate, in a theme of like being able to respond to something so hateful with unity and resilience as opposed to more hate.
Ferris says the house will be a community center with meeting rooms and an after-school program. It's been a long road for the Barakat and the Abu Salha families. Their children were college students, and the murders have been on their minds every day. Dia's sister, Suzanne, spoke about them in detail at the storytelling event, The Moth.
Dia had just gotten home from UNC. He was a 10-minute bus ride from school. He'd gotten off the bus, taken a picture with his classmate wearing the same jacket. Came home, and Yusur and Razan had made dinner. They were eating dinner.
Suzanne says that Dia's neighbor knocked on the door, shot Dia, then walked to the kitchen and shot Yusur.
Goes on to Razan, who is screaming for her life, an execution-style single bullet into the back of her head. On his way out, finishes Dia off with one more bullet to the mouth, for a total of 8 bullets, 2 lodged in his head, 2 in his chest, and the rest in his extremities.
But what's equally painful as the excruciating details of the murder has been what the families see as the motive: hatred against their religion.
That the climate that we're in, one that allows public figures, no matter where they are in the political spectrum, from Ben Carson to Bill Maher, to sweepingly bash Muslims, undoubtedly played a role in fueling this hatred.
And this is at the heart of the family's motivation. Authorities charged the neighbor, Craig Hicks, with 3 counts of first-degree murder, but not with a hate crime. His trial is still pending. So the families have been shaping their children's story on their own. They helped out with scholarships created by NC State University and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And they carried out plans Dia and Yusur had been making.
My name is Dia Barakat. I'm a dental student at UNC, and I need your help. This summer, I'm embarking on a trip to Turkey with 10 dentists to help Syrian refugee students in need of urgent dental care.
Dia was raising money on the internet and by selling toothbrushes outside of mosques.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very good morning. My name is Frank Wijnen, your person on this flight to the city of Istanbul.
In Dia's absence, his brother and his father traveled with volunteer dentists and students to Turkey's border with Syria. Back in Raleigh, friends of Razan, Yusur, and Dia have spent many weekends remodeling the house Dia used to own. At first, they thought it was a one-month project, but after 8 months of sanding floors, tearing down walls, they still have more work. I asked Ferris what his brother would say if he saw the house.
I guess I'd hope he'd be proud, but I imagine he has a better house where he's at.
Ferris says he wants the story of Razan, Yusur, and Dia to be a beacon, like Islam, a religion of service and peace. So he's naming the house the Lighthouse, after Dia, which in Arabic means light. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.